Welcome to the Baptist Broadcast, where we retrieve confessional theology from a particular Baptist perspective. Can artificial intelligence, also known as AI, produce art? Welcome to the Baptist Broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. If you're watching here on YouTube, do not forget to click that subscribe button down below and the bell for continued notifications. I would love you guys to have notifications whenever I post new content. That way you don't miss anything. Beauty and art are distinct questions. Just because something is beautiful doesn't necessarily mean that it's the product of an art. As we look at this question, can artificial intelligence produce art? We're also going to have to ask the question, can it produce beauty? We are to understand as Christians, we are to understand beauty in this world as a reflection, ultimately, of the infinite beauty that is God Himself. In other words, the beauty in this creation is but the fingerprints and the signature of the Creator that created it. And so when we are stopped and left in awe and wonder at the snow-capped Rocky Mountains as the sun is setting, producing a kind of purple wash over the top, and you almost can't move because you are so awestruck by this, and you just want to take it in, and you stand there and you reflect upon it, and perhaps you're led even to praise God for His wonderful creation, or at least hopefully we're led to praise God for His wonderful creation when we encounter beauty in the creation. When we look at a white sandy beach and crystal blue water and beautiful green palm trees and foliage that line the beach and the cliff sides and the sunset and so on, we should be led to contemplate God because that beauty in the creation is but a signature of the God who created it. It's His fingerprints worked into the creation, so to speak. If I could describe it that way. More technically, I could say that created beauty has reference always to archetypal beauty. Archetypal beauty is that eternal, infinite beauty that is in God Himself. And so when we think about beauty, we need to be thinking about God, the God who produced that beauty. Augustine has wonderful words on this. He says, "He who made all things is better than all. He who made what is beautiful is more beautiful than all that is such. He who made whatever is mighty is himself mightier. He who made whatever is great is himself greater. He will be unto you everything that you love." Basically, what Augustine is saying is that everything that is worth loving, everything that is worth admiring in this world, is perfected infinitely in God. And so you kind of have this universal property or a transcendental that we call beauty that is a reflection of the divine nature in a created mode. And so as we think about beauty, we have to think about God. Bernard Woolner offers another multifold definition of beauty. He says, "Beauty is that which gives pleasure upon being seen," most simply. "Beauty is that whose disinterested contemplation delights the mind." What he means by disinterested contemplation is you don't contemplate beauty in order to accomplish something else. Beauty is not a means, or an object that is beautiful is not a means to something else. Rather, you enjoy or take pleasure in beauty for beauty's sake. Whenever you encounter an object that is beautiful, like that mountain range that is washed by the sunset, or that beach that is a combination of white sand and crystal blue waters and green palm trees, you know, when you encounter something like that, you find yourself just enjoying the imagery, just enjoying what is around you. You're not enjoying it for some other purpose. You are enjoying it for the beauty that it is in itself. You're not enjoying beauty in order to accomplish something else. You are enjoying beauty for beauty's own sake. And so as we think about beauty in the creation, we should be led to consider God and the beauty that is infinitely and maximally perfected in God. But there is beauty in creation. And so as we think about beauty in creation and artificial intelligence takes beauty from the creation that has been rendered online someplace, and it puts it together in a perhaps random or a structured order and represents it in an image, or in the case of Sora AI, represents it in a video. And so, yeah, artificial intelligence in that sense can recapitulate the beauty that is already found in creation. It doesn't come up with beauty of its own. It takes what is already there and organizes it into an image that is guided by your prompt. Of course, there's all sorts of code and input in the background that that determines what the artificial intelligence selects in order to meet the demands of your prompt. And so it kind of recapitulates beauty. So it doesn't create beauty on its own. It doesn't produce beauty in and of itself. It takes beauty that's already in the creation and puts it together in an image or a video. So in that sense, can artificial intelligence, you know, represent beauty? Can it depict beauty? And the answer is yes. But that's a different question from whether or not artificial intelligence can produce art. For example, if I typed in a prompt in the Bing AI image creator, you know, produce for me a portrait a la the mode of Rembrandt of, a president, you know, George Washington or something like that, then it could produce a beautiful image, right? It could make a beautiful image. It's getting the beauty from somewhere else. It's not originating that beauty, but it is creating, compiling together a beautiful image or a beautiful video. Does that mean it's art? Well, as we look at art, we're going to find that artificial intelligence, while it can represent beauty to the viewer, cannot produce art. Let's look at Woolner's definition of art. Bernard Woolner wrote Dictionary of Scholastic Philosophy, very useful volume when it comes to things like this. He says that art is the correct knowledge joined to skill in making things. So automatically, when it comes to art, you're talking about an intellect that is joined to skill in making a particular object. And already right there, we can kind of see how we could write AI out of the picture of art, because artificial intelligence, even though it's called artificial intelligence, is not truly an intellect. It doesn't constitute an intellect. It's not a soul. It's a computer algorithm with various inputs and coding that determines, you know, what it pulls from the online world in order to create some kind of an image or some kind of a video. Woolner's definition goes on. He says, art is a deliberate skill. It's deliberate. It's a deliberate skill in making things. Right reason, again, there's the intellectual piece, in regard to the making of things. A more technical definition, he says, art is a form or plan in the artist's intellect that gives sure direction in producing a definite product by suitable means. All right, and so I think we can see in a definition like that, that artificial intelligence cannot produce art. And the reason for that is because artificial intelligence is not itself an intellect. It's not a rational faculty in the soul of man. It's rather a computer program that is coded correctly by an intellect, albeit a programmer or something like that, to be able to take already existent images and assemble them together into a single image or a single video for the pleasure of the viewer. So while it can represent beauty, it cannot create art. It is not engaging in an art because there's no skill involved in producing what it produces. So for art, you need, you know, three basic things. You need the intellect. You need that intellect to be joined to a skill. And that includes wisdom for how to utilize or apply that skill in the production of an object. So you have three things: intellect, skill, production of an object. With artificial intelligence, you don't have the former two. You don't have intellect and skill. You just have the production of an object. And while that object can be a representation of beauty, it's not constitutive of an art, if that makes sense. So if we ever get to a place where artificial intelligence takes over Hollywood begins, you know, say you come home as a family on a Friday evening and you want to have a movie night, it might get to the place where you could type in a prompt and have your own custom movie that no one has ever seen before, you know, with audio and everything. If we get to that place, if technology gets to that place, if artificial intelligence gets to that place, it still doesn't mean that that movie constitutes art. Why? Because there's not an intellect producing that movie like there is, you know, for example, Peter Jackson's trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, and the other trilogy, The Hobbit, requires an intellect. It requires a skill directing a movie, and it requires the production of an object. Right? Well, artificial intelligence won't be doing that if it does create movies. If it creates movies, all it's going to be doing is mathematically assembling already existent images and animating those images via software and various inputs that are in that software, one of which is your prompt. But as we've seen with, you know, OpenAI and, you know, ChatGPT, those prompts only go so far. You can't do anything you want on those artificial intelligences. And the reason is because the inputs that are running in the background are biased toward the programmers that created those inputs in the first place. And that's how we know, for example, that artificial intelligence in itself, AI in itself, is not an intellect. It has a preset set of inputs or codes that determine what it actually produces. And so it has to be told, in other words, what to produce. It's given various parameters. And it cannot act as an intellect because it does not have it does not have an imagination of its own. It does not have abstraction. It cannot perceive the world through the senses, abstract what is perceived, and then deduce from what is perceived into further ideas, we might say. And so there's no intellect, there's no skill. Artificial intelligence isn't applying some kind of skill through various means. It's not a director, it's not a wood carver, it's not a painter. Applying the skills of painting to a canvas, it's rather making its choices based on an algorithm or based on a set of propositions that are already put into it that allow it to assemble images in a particular way. But it can represent beauty, all right? And that's the thing. So you might produce an AI image through a prompt, and you think, well, that image is actually quite beautiful, right? It's striking. In fact, you might want to take some of those images and blow them up and hang them on your wall. But that doesn't mean that an artist produced that. That doesn't mean that that particular production that AI produced constitutes art, because art requires intellect, it requires skill, and it requires the production of an object from the intellect and that skill. Hopefully that's helpful in thinking about artificial intelligence. So when you look at something that's produced by AI and you think something's missing here, maybe this is part of that. The other part of it is the human spirit is totally lacking. I mean, if a computer produces something, it can't produce something with a soul, if that makes sense. Whereas if you're watching an actual movie, you're watching actors, each of whom have a soul. They have life. You know, the producer and the director that sit behind the scenes have imaginations and are engaging their intellect as they apply the skill of production and directing to create that particular movie. And so you see a lot of life in movies. Even in the worst movies, you see life because humanity is involved in creating them. But when you look at something that AI produces, humanity's not involved, really, in creating what AI produces. And so AI cannot replicate a soul. It cannot produce a soul. It cannot inject the human spirit into the picture or into the video that it creates. And part of the reason for this is because AI neither has an intellect nor does it apply a skill in producing this object or in producing a film or a picture for that matter. So hopefully that's helpful. You know, AI is something that's going to continue growing. It's going to be used, hopefully in good ways. I think there are benefits to artificial intelligence. There are ways that we can use it. I don't think that we would be harmed as a human society if we didn't have it at all. But since we do have it, I think we should find ways to use it to God's glory instead of misusing it. You know, it's kind of like nuclear fission. You can use it for tyranny, or you can use it to power human civilization, right? So those are two different uses of something that's very powerful. AI is something that's very powerful, and you can use that in a way that glorifies God and benefits humanity, or you can use it in a way that deceives humanity, oppresses humanity, and essentially drains humanity, as it were, of the human spirit. And a lot of times, you know, in these images and these videos, you can see the lack of the human intellect and human skill in those things. And I think it's very apparent to anyone who watches or sees these things. They can see that something's off, something's not right. And that's because artificial intelligence is not an artist, and it doesn't produce art. Hopefully this was helpful. If it was helpful, please subscribe to the channel. Share it with others. If it helped you, maybe it'll help someone else. We'll catch you next time.